Thanks for having me. But first, let's be clear. I'm not here to speak on behalf of all Palestinians. I wish you could bring on a voice from Gaza. But aside from the new blackout on communications and the relentless bombardment and the entire residential buildings that we've seen demolished in the Jabalia refugee camp attack and the hundreds of people being killed, they're fighting to survive. So it's unfortunate they can't be here instead of me. To answer your question, I think what we're witnessing is what the UN called this, which is a humanitarian catastrophe. They described the people in Gaza as living in hell. And quite frankly, Ian, if I may, when you introduced your previous guest, the ex-officer from Israel's military, you said nothing can overshadow those terrorist attacks by Hamas.
The founder of the organization Israel IS, Israel Is, which promotes Israel internationally, Eyal Biram. Nice to see you again, Eyal.
Thank you very much.
Just on that first point that I mentioned there, I mean, nothing is going to, and we've said this many times, nothing can overshadow those terror attacks by Hamas. We all understand that. But is it ever defensible to bomb a refugee camp?
I think it's good to call it not a refugee camp, but rather than a terror camp.
So for me, that's quite strange to be mentioned. I mean, you know, almost 9,000 human beings have lost their lives because of Israel's attacks. Women, children, and the elderly make up 73% of those killed by Israeli bombardments in Gaza. To me, that certainly does overshadow what happened on October 7th. But to keep it to your question, I mean, the collective punishment of millions of people, as we've seen, forcing people to head south and then bombing convoys, bombing hospitals, bombing schools, bombing ambulances.
The Israelis, of course, say that they never intentionally target any of those areas.
And you believe that? You don't think that's laughable if it's not obscenely offensive?
Would you not think it would be kind of strange that they would just set out to bomb a hospital or an aid wagon? That would be curious.
They have been doing this for years. And I just want to say it is not only illegal to attack hospitals according to international law, which is explicit, and also says that one massacre, one attack, one war crime, which happened on October 7th to Israel, does not justify another war crime. But to answer your question about hospitals, I mean, 45 minutes ago, they struck another hospital. They hit a maternity ward, a hospital filled with women and medical staff in Gaza City. The maternity ward used to be at Gaza's main Al-Shifa hospital, but it was bombarded. So they moved that ward to another hospital, which was now attacked just 45 minutes
ago. But it is said very regularly, you will be familiar with this, that is precisely where Hamas will have either hubs or headquarters. They'll be underground. They'll be around hospitals,
Ian,
refugee
Ian,
camps.
With all due respect,
what is your... I'm merely asking.